The warders of Mool were abroad that night. The shape of the demon is infinitely mutable, and these took the form of four-legged creatures, like red-skinned centaurs, their hides covered in crimson scales, and their tails like those of scorpions. Their humanoid portions were muscular and lean, with spurs of bone breaking through their flesh. Their heads were crowned with horns, and their faces torn and ragged, as if they wore masks of tattered skin to cover up their true faces beneath. Most carried whips and hot brands, the implements of the jailer and the torturer, and their taloned hands dragged random prisoners into the shadows to be torn apart and devoured. Many of the Janissaries had been lost to the warders in the first days of their imprisonment, goaded into fighting them directly by the demon's taunts. Now the guardsmen weathered the storm, huddling in the cathedral and praying that the warders would leave them be with only scornful words for another night. They gathered at the windows of the cathedral, which had somehow survived this long intact. The windows, stained glass masterpieces of some deranged cult, depicted the formlessness of the void with abstract colors. Behind them loomed the shapes of the demon warders, and their words filled the night.
Men of the 409th, the Imperium burns without you. Terror is fallen, and the corpse emperor's ashes are scattered to the void.
Join us. Revel in the blood. You can be conquerors, heroes, gods. Just walk into the night and join us. It would be so easy.
The man you lost this past day. Already we have skinned him and hung his hide as our standard. Will you just let us dishonor him so? Avenge him if you dare.
I would tell you to ignore them, Blood Angel, but I know that is impossible. They delight in breaking our minds as much as watching us kill each other.
Colonel, sir, they're at the windows.
Hold fire. You know better than to answer them. Do not give them the pleasure.
We have a pretty little cell just for you. We can keep you alive for hundreds of years.
Just enough time for us to start using our imaginations on you.
Would that I could answer their words with a few actions of my own.
Stay your hand, Cloten.
What is that I hear? A space marine? One of the corpse god's finest? What an unexpected treat.
Mad angels, no less. The dogs of Baal have paid us a visit. How does it feel to be the mightiest warriors of mankind and yet be trapped here like just another rat?
Let them keep talking. I will reply in full and soon.
Calm yourself, brother.
They will rot like the rest of them. Like the body of Sanguinius, riven through by the War Master's hand.
Damn you, demon. Speak what you will of me, of my battle brothers even, but keep the name of Sanguinius off your filthy tongue.
This little barking dog will die as surely as their Primarch down here.
Cloten, no!
And you will die as surely as the War Master.
They're pouring in! Open fire! Open fire!